Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connect to this platform. This is the place we grow together. We become the leaders that we know God wants us to become. In this platform, we come together because we believe that iron sharpens iron. Putting ourselves in spaces where we can grow and develop is what makes us next level leaders. Let me tell you, I'm so excited about you being connected, and whether or not you heard about this from someone else or you randomly popped up on it, welcome to this platform. It's all about connectivity for us, and we love to connect with you. Do me a big favor. I want you to make sure that you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. Follow me. And I would appreciate if you would do that because I want to make certain that we are connected. I want to hear your story and hear your commentary on each episode as you will tag me in your comments. Let me know that you're growing and that you're moving forward. I thank you so much. If you need content, I've written several books on leadership, Leadership and Loneliness, Restored at the Root, No Opportunity Wasted, Leader Shifts, a variety of books out there. You can get them at josephwalker3.org, josephwalker3.org. Go out there and get those books and they will bless you. I really appreciate that. My wife and I have a platform on YouTube, and it's our YouTube channel called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Go out there and let it bless you. You'd be amazed at what will happen when you listen to commentary on how to grow, how to be effective in your marriage, how to raise children, making wise decisions, financial decisions, and otherwise. We deal with every topic. And so I hope that it will bless you, and I appreciate you for being connected in that space as well. So today, we are going to talk about something that all of us need to learn: how to enjoy the fruit of your labor. Let me just open up by sharing with you why this is so important. I've seen people work all of their lives and they labor, they work, they grind, and they do the right things. They save their money, which they should, but they never really enjoy the fruit. Can you imagine working your entire life and finally retiring, and then a year after you retire, something happens and you can't enjoy it? How do you enjoy the fruit of your labor intermittently while still achieving your goals of making certain that you are in a comfortable place when you retire, making sure your business is established and continue to go on from generation to generation, but you are living your life? The whole world is waiting on you to explore. Why are you not doing these things that are important to enjoy the fruit of your labor? You labor, you work, you're timid. I don't want to buy that because, well, I don't know. I shouldn't do this or that. At some point, you're going to have to start enjoying some of the fruit of your labor. So let's talk about that. And I'm going to free some of y'all up today. So stay tuned. First of all, celebrate your success out the gate. I tell my team this: we have to celebrate and recognize how to celebrate milestones and achievements, both big and small. And we have to acknowledge not only that we have done this by the grace of God, but also recognize that by doing this, we are boosting morale on our team. And it reinforces the value of hard work. So have those moments where you celebrate your team, celebrate and recognize milestones, and be willing to say, I get this. I understand, man. This is huge. And let's make certain that we are constantly pinpointing those things, right? Sometimes we just keep moving from thing to thing to thing. And we don't pause and say, this is worthy of celebration. We have to do a better job of that. We have to celebrate our successes and thank people who have invested and supported that vision along the way. I think that can help you. It helps me a whole lot when I do it. I share with people, man, celebrate. Let me say it again. Celebrate your successes. I'll say it over and over again. When God created the world, every time he created something, he looked back and said, that was good. He celebrated his successes. All right. Number two is your ability to reflect on progress. Take time. Hear this. Take time to really reflect on the journey and the progress that you're making. And you have to look at how far you've come, man. And it provides you a sense of fulfillment and motivation to keep going. Look at how far up the road you've come. Versus talking about, I got so much more to do, so much farther to go, I feel like a failure. No, look at how far you've come. You'll look back and you realize how much you've overcome. You may not have reached your financial goal yet, but look at how much you've saved. When you started out where you were and where you are now. That's important, right? That's why you have to make certain, man, you begin to think about the fruit of your labor. Look at what you're doing. Understand how far you've come, what you've overcome. That gives you a sense of fulfillment and it motivates you to keep on going. I'm inspired by that every single time I reflect on my progress. I take a time and just start looking at my health progress. I look at my spiritual progress. I look at my financial progress. And I begin to just say, you know, I just thank God, man, that I may not be where I want to be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. Now, I know that just blessed somebody right there. So that's important, right, to reflect on progress. Number three, practice gratitude. Cultivate a habit of gratitude and regularly express appreciation for your team and the opportunities you've had and the successes you've achieved. It's very important that you do this because as you express that appreciation, you help the morale of the people around you. So creating a habit of gratitude, being thankful, is something I think that's a core value of success in anyone's life. In order to celebrate, you know, and actually enjoy the fruit of your labor, it's about, you know, cultivating gratitude all around you. People around you are genuinely thankful for the opportunity to partner with you, thankful to be able to be engaged in the vision, thankful to be able to benefit from the fruit of the vision. I'm thankful. One of the things I talk about in a previous podcast, and I use it in leadership teaching all the time, is one of the things you always look for when you connect people to you, whether you hire them, have them on your team, you want to know who are the people that you know are going to be around a while, those who demonstrate gratitude. Always be wary of people who do not say thank you, because people who do not say thank you are people who are often entitled and they never truly manifest gratitude. So be a grateful person and it'll move you to this next point, how to reward yourself. Now I'm on a part here. This is big because I struggle with this sometimes, but I got to get delivered like you. Man, don't shy away from rewarding yourself. Sometimes it's taking a break. Sometimes it's indulging in a hobby. Sometimes it's treating yourself to something special. Sometimes it's personal rewards. All this stuff you're out here doing, man, you're working hard, you're laboring. You got to pause and reward yourself. You got to say, this one's for me. Sometimes, I'll be honest, I go out and I'll be shopping. I know I've met my financial goals and I have a little something left over and I can sit there and say, well, I'm going to just, you know, put that up and do this and that with it. But I'm just motivated sometimes to say, I want to buy this because I take care of everybody else. I want to buy something for me. This one's for me. You know, sometimes I look at some things I want to do, places I want to go, and I say, I'm just going to do this because this one's for me. I can't keep running and fulfilling everybody else's dream and doing everything to make them happy and do nothing to make me happy. So this one's for me. I want you to really think about that. Maybe that can be the thing you declare when you're doing it. This one's for me. This trip, this item I'm purchasing, this thing I want to do, it's for me. Reward yourself. I had to come out of that guilty mode. I was so guilty sometimes about it. Like maybe I don't need that. Or maybe I'll just save up and do it later. And I realized the older I get, I'm like, man, I got to start living my life and enjoying some of the stuff I want to do in this life. Because if I don't do that, you know, yes, I'm going to pass on a legacy to my children, but my goodness, my children are going to walk in that legacy and they're going to live their life on all that I've done, which they should. But at some point, they're going to say, well, Daddy, you should have enjoyed some of this yourself. Well, that's what I plan to do. I'm going to live. My children are going to live a quality life and I'm going to enjoy the fruit. And with your team, give your team an opportunity to enjoy the fruit of their labor. Take time. Take your team out to dinner. Go and, you know, be a blessing to your team and do things and say, let's enjoy this moment. This is a moment we celebrate. We oftentimes sit around and we're very critical when things don't go well. And we often all engaged in failures. You know, we all are, you know, consumed by what went wrong and who did this and who didn't do that. But when everybody is on the right cylinder and things are clicking, man, just enjoy that. Reward yourself. Go to the spa. Do something. Take a day and just go out and take yourself out to dinner. You've got to learn to do things like that. And that's one of the things I am so passionate about. And I hope you are as well. So let's make a practice of rewarding ourselves. And I think it'll be a tremendous blessing. So look at your life today and ask yourself, what can I do in this season to truly reward myself responsibly? What can I do without disrupting the plan that I have for my life? But you literally look at it and say, wait a minute now. Sometimes I've got to just start enjoying some of this. I just can't just do all of this and never enjoy any of it. All right? Number 5, share the joy. Man, enjoying success is sweeter when it's shared. And you share with people on your team, share with people who can appreciate it. And you're not braggadocious, but you recognize, man, look at what God has done. It's like a testimony. I want people to see. And it creates a sense of collective achievement from your team. Look at what we've just accomplished, guys. Look at what God is doing in and through us. Continue to celebrate that. If you keep that environment within your organization, that becomes a powerful tool of maintaining morale within the organization. Some people never, ever share the joy, never talk about all the things that God is doing right. You always talk about all the things that are wrong. And I want you to start shifting that and begin to share the joy about the positive things. You know, sometimes when people call me, I see their number in the phone, I'm like, what's wrong? And that shouldn't be that way. Sometimes it should be, hey, man, I know you're calling me because something great has jumped off, something amazing, something good has happened. That's how you want to operate and moving in that space on things that are happening well, right? So share the joy. Share the joy. All right. Number 6, maintaining work-life balance. You have to ensure that you have a healthy work-life balance, and enjoying the fruits of your labor means that it includes quality time outside of work so you can recharge and rejuvenate. A lot of people just work. You're consumed by it. You never create and carve out space to do things that normal people do. When was the last time you just went to a baseball game, sat down, enjoyed, to a basketball game, went to a park, went to the county fair, went to do things? No, you're just so consumed. You just got to work and grind and grind. You're on vacation with your laptop, grinding, never enjoying the vacation. The things I try to do is I try to work in advance and carve out my time so that I can truly enjoy life and do those things that really matter. And I think it's important that you have that work-life balance. That's about boundaries. That's about saying no. That's about, you know, working hard. Here's a good way of looking at it. Do what you have to do when you have to do it so you can do what you want to do when you want to do it. That's one of the mantras of our family. Our kids know how to say that. They say it. If you start that statement, they'll finish it for you because it's what we teach in our home. You grind, you do the hard work when you have to do it. Then when you get ready to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, you're able to do it because you have the success of accomplishing what you set out to do in front of you. So work-life balance is important. Nobody grows older and gets to the second, to the fourth quarter of their life, whether and says, I wish I had gone to more conferences. I wish I had read more books. No, I wish I had spent more time with my children. I wish I had spent more time with my wife. I wish I had traveled more. That's what I'm saying. You have to start having that balance where I work hard and I play hard. I have that balance. That matters. And so I want to encourage you to do that. And so I want to walk back through what we've talked about so far, and then we will absolutely go to number 7. We're talking about how to enjoy the fruit of our labor, starting out with celebrating our successes. Recognizing and celebrating milestones is very important. So I want you to write down some of the successes you've had, and I want you to start celebrating that. I want you to start giving God glory for those things that you've overcome, those things that you've accomplished. And mark those things, memorialize those things. That's important. And when you memorialize those things, you'd be amazed at how memorializing those things can help you maintain a level of morale and reinforces your hard work. And it creates a culture where people say, this is what happens when we put in the work. This is what happens when we put in the work. Number two, reflect on your progress, man. Look at how far you've come. No, don't talk about, I'm not there yet. We know that, but look at how far you're out there. You don't realize how far from where you started you really are. So reflect on that progress, and that will truly help you and your team have a greater appreciation for the journey. Number three is practicing gratitude. Just being grateful. Being grateful for the opportunities you've had, for the successes you've achieved, the things you've seen God do through you. Just gratitude. Gratitude matters. An attitude of gratitude. Number four is rewarding yourself. Yep, you deserve it. You've got it. You've accomplished it. You know, you worked hard and you passed the test. You accomplished it. You graduated. You know, you did it. The business was successful. All those things. When are you going to enjoy the fruit of your labor? When are you going to reward yourself? You're going to take a trip. I'm going to treat myself to the spa. I'm going to take myself out to dinner. I'm going to go on a shopping spree for me, like how poor did everybody else. What can I do something for myself? That's important. And then number five, I'm going to share the joy and enjoy the successes, you know, with other people. Share with other people what God is doing. Not always sharing the lamentations and the grief of the challenges, but I'm going to talk about, man, God is doing this. And I'm so excited. And when I share with other people that are winning, we both celebrate each other because you're winning and I'm winning and we're winning out here. That's an important thing. So you share your joy with people who are motivators and not haters, and you'd be amazed at what will happen. Number six is maintaining work-life balance. And you know what that looks like. Reevaluating your schedule, making certain you're carving out time for you. Not out here glorifying the grind, just working, 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 but no time away, no time to really discover your new hobbies or do things you've always wanted to do. What's your bucket list? What are things you really want to do for yourself? Is that day of the week that you set aside where you just do nothing? Or are you working 7 days a week? Figuring out your own personal Sabbaths, figuring out ways in which you could just, you know, lay the work down and enjoy life and live. Because if you don't live life, years have passed by and you'll say, man, I never got a chance to do the things I really wanted to do. Here's number seven. Number seven is investing in personal growth. I've been talking about this on several podcasts, and I think I want to lean in some more on this because I think it's important. You see the commonality of this, that when you enjoying the fruits of your labor means that I invest in my personal growth. I want to get better. I take, you know, some of the things I've learned, I want to pour back into myself, pour back into my training so that I can get better. Attending seminars, reading books, taking courses that will further enrich your life and your career. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is truly, 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 that is truly, truly, truly how you get to a point in your life where you truly enjoy the fruit of your labor. I tell people all the time, man, when you get to a point of personal growth, and you investing in that for you, it's clear to me that you're enjoying the fruit of your life. It's clear to me that you understand that I'm pointing to myself. I'm making myself better. I'm investing in the brand. I'm putting money back into this to make this better, to make me better. And that's one of the best things you could ever do. So I want to encourage you. I tell people all the time, I have a workshop, seminars I do. If you're interested in any of them, reach out to me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. DM me there or email me at OOTB, meaning Office of the Bishop, at mtzionnashville.org. That's mtzionnashville.org. Hey, I want you to mentor me, Dr. Walker. I want to be a part of one of your cohorts. I love to do that. Let me know. I'll follow back up with you. Truly appreciate it. All right. Hope this has blessed you today. It's been a blessing to share this, man. Let me tell you something. Remember that mantra, do what you have to do when you have to do it, and you could do what you want to do when you want to do it. Man, you do that, you can enjoy the fruit of your labor. What's the point of just laboring, seeing the fruit, and storing all the fruit up and never enjoying any of it while you're in your lifetime now? The Bible says this, the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come, John 10:10, you may have life and have it more abundantly. I want you as a next level leader to start living the abundant life, start enjoying the fruit of your labor, to move forward in all of what you have been called to do, and yet to enjoy life along the way. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Make sure you follow me now at Joseph Walker 3. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and on Instagram. And make sure you let me know how you were blessed. It will mean a lot to me. Make sure you go over there and subscribe to, on the YouTube channel to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That would mean a lot. Thank you so much for doing that. And I appreciate it. Thank all of you so much for just being awesome. You are next level leader unapologetically. And I thank God for you. Until next time, may God bless you and yours real good. That's our prayer. We'll talk soon. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.